Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, I am nervous about this week, I got to tell you.
I'm already nervous because I have like zero vices. Energy.
We're all giving up our vices this week. Yeah. We all have agreed upon it, and we're all supposed to bring them in today.
That's right. So y'all enjoy what I've put into the refrigerator here in the studio. Yeah, it was my vice is sugar completely. I am somebody who cannot turn down a dessert. And so, you know, Jeff's birthday party was over the weekend, and the people who prepared the cake there were kind enough to give me a layer of it because they knew.
They seriously give you a whole layer?
Yes. I mean,
that's awesome.
In a huge bag. And they said, and he came and whispered in my ear and he said, I know that you have to give this up on Monday, so enjoy tomorrow. So I said, all right. So
it's the first thing he said to me when I walked in, because the cake, beautiful cake. So I admire the cake. And then he says, hey, is it cool if I give Melissa a big chunk of this? Because she can't eat it right this weekend. And I couldn't remember what he was talking about. And he's like, yeah, Monday she can't eat any more sugar.
Yeah, and so he did that. But somehow I didn't get any cake yesterday because I think Katie is so excited that this is happening. Because, I mean, you know, I'm not in terrible shape, but I'm also not in as good a shape as I could be. And that, you know, eating sugar all the time has a lot to do with that. So,
and she's a hardcore athlete, too,
She's a hardcore athlete. She, you know, runner, and she always has to be active. And so she's kind of excited by this. So I figured out this morning, because yesterday was kind of a busy day, so it didn't hit me till after the end of the day that I didn't have any of Jeff's cake, even though I brought it home. But then I realized that she's the one that took it out of the car on Saturday night or Sunday morning when we got home. And so then this morning when I was grabbing all the ice cream out of the freezer and I was going to grab the cake was gone. So she snuck it out and probably threw it in the trash out. No offense to the guy, but
you didn't get to have that last binge, that final goodbye.
I did not get to have a last piece of cake because Katie sabotaged me.
That sucks.
But I did bring all the sugar in, and I will have no sugar this week, which I don't know if I've went the last time I did that.
What'd you bring in? What kind of sugar?
Well, let's see. I have most of what was in the house was ice cream. So I have the Neapolitan, Mayfield.
There's a lot of ice cream in the bag.
Is that what that whole bag is?
Yes, the whole bag was ice cream.
Oh my God.
We should take a picture of that and put it up on your blog.
Mayfield. Mayfield's good. So Neapolitan Mayfield, and then we have some Barney's ice cream that is a Christmas special. That was Mama Jo's joke on me for Katie's birthday to bring Christmas ice cream into the house before Halloween, and I still have some of that left.
But you allowed
enough.
It because it was ice cream.
But I allowed it because it was ice cream.
Nice.
And then there's some sherbets, which haven't been touched because sherbet, whatever. So it was ice cream and sherbet and stuff. There's no Halloween
sherbet
candy.
Is a
was,
waste.
Yeah, Halloween candy was gone.
Really?
November 1st.
So are you confessing right now, and you're totally honest in that you haven't hid like a Snickers in some compartment somewhere in the house? There's zero sugar in the house.
This morning I was thinking, I did the inventory in the kitchen, because it doesn't stay. Like you talk about a Snicker in the cabinet, it wouldn't be there for long. Okay. So there's no, all the Halloween candy has been gone. There's no chocolate. No. This is it.
Gone.
So I brought everything that I had, so no sugar
all right.
for a week.
Godspeed.
This week you're all of a sudden going to become Martha Stewart and start baking your own cookies. You're going to be like finding all the ingredients in the cabinet and be like, I can't go buy any, but I can sure make some.
No, and no offense to, I'm not trying to make eating disorder jokes, but I've seen commercials where women are in the car, you know, outside the grocery store, hiding in their car, eating, binging, and so I'm going to do my best not to be that person outside of Publix with, you know, candy wrappers leading up to the car, so. But
sad.
I won't.
They find you passed out with chocolate on your face.
But I won't do it. No sugar this week.
All right, Wendy, your vice that you're giving up for this week is what?
Are my diet pills. And I like my diet pills just because they give you a boost of energy in the morning. I'm used to taking two in the morning, and I haven't taken any today. This morning, so my energy level is already low, so I can't wait until Friday. Because I don't know. I probably started taking diet pills maybe like 3 years ago. Or, 3 years ago I started, and it's just been a different brand, like, pretty much every year. And it just speeds up your metabolism and gives you energy, and you don't need caffeine.
Well, yeah, a lot of those things, you may be having the same, like, withdrawal that a person trying to get off of caffeine will have, because mm-hmm. those things are loaded with caffeine and all sorts of stuff that you can get addicted to.
Yeah, and I think you kind of have your like mind wrapped around like the whole diet pill concept. Like you're like, oh, if I'm taking it, I must be losing weight. So you like, if you even stop taking it for a day, you'll be like, I can't eat anything because I don't have a diet pill in me.
Really?
Like you feel like your metabolism will just shut off. So this week will be a downer.
So which one specifically? Is there more than one?
Well, I already threw out the other ones. I threw out the ones I had before. I threw out the Rip Fuel, and I threw out the Stacker 3s.
I took that Rip Fuel one time. I seriously, one of those pills kept me up all night long. They must be filled with caffeine.
Yeah, you have to take them in the morning. You take them as soon as you wake up, and then you can have one during the middle of the day. But past 3 o'clock, if you take one, you're done. You cannot go to bed.
They make you all jittery, and
And Rip Fuel,
you can't eat on them.
Be careful with the Rip Fuel, because as soon as you take it, you are going to be sweating, no matter if you walk like one step or like you sit down.
Funny.
Like, you'll be pouring sweat.
Ew.
God, I remembered that. I took it right before class. I walked up the stairs to my class, and I was like, this sucks. I look like I'm dying, and it's like freezing in the building.
People are like, what's wrong with you?
why are you sweating? You're sitting down. Why are you sweating?
So what is the box you have there?
The box I have is my Xylene, which is a new diet pill that I've been using for a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought in the whole box of pills.
Okay.
Box of pills.
How you feeling about not being on them? I mean, when's the last time that you went more than one day without being on these?
Oh, I don't remember.
Like years are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I mean, a diet pill every day for years?
Well, take that back. Every time I switch to a new one, I'll take 2 weeks off, two and a half weeks off. To switch so my body can get off the old one and get on the new one.
So your mindset is still, even though you're not on it, it's still diet pill. You're sacrificing because you're getting on a new one.
Yes.
Okay.
So the majority of that time you've been on.
Majority,
day.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, and who gets her pills? Like, I'm just curious who's going to take control of the other ones.
We need to put them in some kind of...
Bert should take them because he's the guy who's going to be tired.
You want to just trade vices?
Yeah. I'm already exhausted. Energy level's done.
Here's the rest of the Lunesta that I had. That's it. It's gone. Take it.
Did you take some last night?
I did. I took it last night, and I took it over the weekend, but that's it. It's gone. Done.
Now, this is...
Are you totally stressed?
Quite honestly, I think this is the worst... For Bert, because
he could have insomnia all week.
Well, if any one of us have a meltdown, like there's a Snicker bar or a store that sells diet pills or whatever, like down the road.
Yeah.
But if it's 11 o'clock at night,
done.
You can't get to the pharmacy. It's probably closed.
Yeah.
Like,
there's some that are 24/7.
Well, and it's prescribed also. Yeah. So, I mean, I couldn't call in an order at 11
right.
at night.
Right.
So that's it. So this Lunesta, that's it.
That's how this whole thing started, too, was because we were telling Jeff, I think it was you, saying to Bert, like, you just have got to do this for 5 days or 2 weeks or whatever it is. And then we all kind of jumped on the bandwagon with you.
Kind of a show of support. You're going to hate that
But yours is the worst.
Yours is pretty bad, too. I mean, mine's just not as accessible as yours. If you want to have a smoke later, you can. If I want to have a Lunesta, you're right. I can't do that. I can't do it.
Can we replace them, like, with something else? With like another vice, like you can take like Dimetapp.
No, go to sleep. That's not the point of this.
Wendy,
at all.
You have to go cold turkey all week.
NyQuil, Bert's drinking NyQuil by the bottle.
I'm putting my ice cream in the break room in the piranhas of this building. We'll take it over.
It'll be gone in 45 minutes.
Yes. Just send an email.
4:11
this morning. Because I can't have it sitting right here, so I'll take it in the break room.
I might find out at the end of this week that because I'm not taking these, like maybe my body and my mind will be fine after three days of only like 4 hours of sleep a night. Maybe I can do that now. Maybe I'm so panicked that I needed more sleep before that I've been taking the pills thinking I still need that sleep. Maybe I don't even need it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this could be it, man. You gotta use the secret. You got to be optimistic because Melissa's right. I think we are doing this for you.
Thank you.
So
it's a show of support.
So I think if you're optimistic about it and you remember it's only 5 days, what do you have this weekend? Anything? Here's actually a good mentality for you. It's 5 days this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get through this week. It's going to suck. Then you've got a weekend. And next week, it's only 3 days long.
Yeah. Thanksgiving week.
And then Thanksgiving, you don't need them. And by the time that's there, you've gone 2 weeks without them and you're going
to
be fine.
I'm excited to see what the results are going to be. Like, can I do it? Do I really need this thing? Or is it all in my head? So I'll know that by the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen is cigarette smoking again.
Yep. I smoked in my 20s and quit for about 3.5 years. And then this year I started smoking again with going through a divorce. And so I'm like, you know, it's time. I was actually really, really excited about that. You know, that we're all doing this together because mm-hmm. I needed something to sort of make me do it. So here's my cigarettes.
Here they go.
It's so funny how I'm collecting all these things.
I don't know why we're giving them to Melissa.
I know, right?
So Melissa can diet, sleep, and smoke.
I just can't have sugar.
I know how you feel about Katie Joe's. I ain't giving you my BlackBerry. That thing will get smashed. Oh, I'm sorry. I left it in my pocket.
You should not give me your BlackBerry.
I washed it. I burned it.
Are you able to give up the BlackBerry? Because we couldn't get you a lesser phone this week. So are you able to just give that thing up?
I'm actually, part of me is tempted to go completely cell-free for a week.
Oh my God, you should so do it.
How is that even possible?
I think you
no
should.
No BlackBerry, no text, no cell phone.
How do we get in touch with you?
You can email him and he can check it once he sits down to his computer.
Yeah, or you can call my phone and I will check my voicemail.
Do you even have a home phone?
You can still call I'm not going to turn my phone number off.
Oh, I see. So you can check it from, yeah.
Yeah, you can still call it. But like,
that's scaring me more than it is scaring you. It's like to not have any kind of contact with you or be able to text you or anything. That's going to be strange.
I know.
But you can still email him.
But people did it for years.
I would love, if it's possible, I would love for Jeff to go completely cold turkey just to see how the withdrawal.
5 days. It's not the end of the world.
Work-wise, I would love to see him do this, you know, to where he could still, you know, be in contact, but not have the BlackBerry because that is the thing of evil.
Yeah.
Katie's last night. I mean, oh, well, I wish she was doing it. I asked her to do this with you this week. And she went, I had to turn that thing over and put something on top of it.
So she didn't see the light?
It's that damn light that lets her know that it's time to
ignore your girlfriend and get to me, please.
And what makes this worse is that on Thursday, I'm supposed to get my first BlackBerry from Verizon. So
yeah, Bert's on board.
Oh, God. Right.
But I think I'm going to go. I'm getting off the grid.
Okay.
All right. That's tough, people.
That's awesome.
Jess, Vice's BlackBerry using. That's done for the week. Jen, cigarette smoking done. Melissa, sugar done. Me, my sleeping pill, Lunesta. And Wendy,
God bless me, diet pills.
No diet pills this week.
And you know, Jessica has similar feelings as Melissa, so I thought she would be thrilled, you know, I mentioned this, because I use my phone as my alarm clock, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm sitting, I'm like, this is the last time. And I set it down and I turned off the email access. Yeah. And she said, really? So, and I said, nope, not going to use it or anything. She goes, oh, so now we own a $400 alarm clock.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lava is behind bars.
We may not get any calls on this at all, but if we do, and it just takes one, it may be a fascinating conversation about psychology. So here's what we're looking for. Either you were in jail and somebody on the outside fell in love with you that you didn't know before you went in jail, mm-hmm. or you were that person that fell in love with somebody while they were in jail. You were on the outside, you were free, 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 free. But for whatever reason, you ended up in maybe a pen pal thing, email thing.
Well, the fascinating thing,
I don't know how it
happens. Yeah. The two cases we've talked about this, a few years ago, Scott Peterson, when he was arrested for murdering his wife and unborn child, he's in jail. He's convicted of it. And then we had a Burt Show listener that was writing him and that cared about him and found some connection with him. And it's just fascinating that here he is on the crime he committed and that somebody wants to reach out to him. And so then the same with Brian Nichols. He was actually in the Fulton County Courthouse that day when he did those shootings for assault charges against his girlfriend. So he had a history of abusing his girlfriend, and then he just, you know, killed four people right there, four strangers. And then this woman has developed a relationship with him after he was arrested for that.
I don't see anybody. There's nobody calling for it.
They will.
She feels like she can fix him, is my thought.
Or could it be like sympathy?
Here they come.
Because it could be... It could be the attention thing, like she maybe doesn't get enough attention in her life, and he only has time to give her attention or write her back or that sort of thing. Maybe that makes her feel special, but I really think it's a she's feels like she's different and she can change him and she can fix him.
Or it could be, and I'm no psychologist, but it could be a total control thing. Like when you're on the outside and you've got somebody on the inside, then you're in complete and total control of the relationship. You do what you want, go where you want. You're not accountable at all because he or she is in jail and they can't, they've got zero say. So you're in total and complete control of the relationship.
Well, in the case that we just about Scott Peterson and Brian Nichols, I mean, then there's not really much of a chance they're going to get out. So it's not like, you know, because I'd be worried about, you know, eventually they'll get out and then you're not in control anymore and they're coming straight to you, you know?
All right. We don't have the person, but we have a friend of the person.
Okay.
Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
You fell in love with somebody in jail.
Yep. It was a domestic violence dispute that he was in there for.
Well, didn't that scare the hell out of you?
No, it wasn't his fault. He wasn't guilty.
I didn't know it at the time.
So how does this whole thing even start?
My friend was dating him. I had never met him. Her parents didn't agree with their relationship, so I would call, or I was like the middle person for the contact.
So your friend would talk to you, then you would call him in jail.
Uh-huh.
Then he'd relay messages back, and you'd go back to your friend.
And he would call, and then I would three-way her and get them on, and then eventually she moved on, and me and him kept talking, and one thing led to another, and...
Was the domestic abuse against your friend?
No. That was against his baby's mama.
Okay.
So you
and did you think he really did it?
I don't know. When he actually got out and I met him for the first time, everything was great for about 2 months. And then I kind of found out he'd lied to me about a bunch of stuff. And he was like 30 and I was, you know, 18. And he had like a 5-year-old and... Yeah, I was just something I wasn't going to be in.
Boy, the hits just keep on coming here. You said the first time that you met him is when he got out of jail?
Uh-huh. He walked to my house because he didn't have a car.
Oh.
From jail?
Mm-hmm. That's the first place they go.
This is a sweet story. How far a walk was that?
He got out at like 2 in the afternoon and he showed up at my house at like 3 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
Really? That was a long walk.
Well, he'd been in jail for a long time without any, you know.
Hello. After being in jail that long and that long of a walk, I bet he smelled ripe.
Guys, I'll walk that off.
You know it.
You put sex at the end of the march and they will go as far as you need them to.
And that old song from the AC, right? Uh-huh. The Proclaimers.
And I love the fact that you say her friend's mom didn't agree with it. Well, that's because she's a teenager talking to a dude that's in jail.
Well, she lied to all of us, so it didn't work. He came and I met him and I was just like, no.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, this one you can all sort of play off also. She was 18. He was 30. She didn't really know what she was doing.
Maybe.
Let's
talk
to some people at the time that were adults and in their right mind.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Mark. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey. I got to say, first of all, I love you guys. I love your show.
Thanks.
Yeah. I just wanted to call. Actually, I've been to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And this was years ago. And I've had women actually want to write me. And I'm really surprised that, like, a lot more women aren't calling because that's really common.
Oh, yeah, they're loaded now. Now we got plenty of them lined
up. Okay, because I was going to say, like, I've had women, like, I chose not to write them because, like, prison isn't a cakewalk and I need to focus on where I'm at as opposed to something on the outside. But I'm really surprised if nobody calls up, but...
Was it random women that, I mean, how did they know to write you? Really?
Random women.
How do they get your names and your ad, like, I mean, how do they find you?
Well, a lot of times your name gets passed through, you know what, girl, my cousin's in prison, maybe you should write him, blah, 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 you know, and these are like girls you just don't know, random women. Some women you do know. The woman that wanted to write me, it was a girl that I wasn't dating her. We were just friends with benefits, and I went to prison, and when I went, I kind of called her on the phone and said, look, the relationship's over. It's best that you just go see someone else, and she kept writing me and, you know, kept writing me, and finally she got the message, you know, but it's very common, very common.
So since you got a couple of these, you had a couple of correspondents. I think the psychology of the whole thing sort of fascinates us a little bit. So what's the common denominator with these women? Are they just really trying to make themselves available by not making themselves available? Are they trying to fix somebody in jail?
It's well, I've seen. I think it's a combination of things. I think one, I think they're kind of tired of the, for lack of a better term, kind of like tired of being screwed around by guys. And this guy is here. It's like a control thing. This guy is here, mm-hmm. you know. And when you're in prison, you'll pretty much say anything. You know, you'll say anything.
So at that point, they're like, I know where he is. He certainly can't screw around on me. And even though he's in jail, I'll take that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do any of those relationships work once the guy gets out? Have you ever heard of any of them that are successful?
I know of one.
Uh-huh.
It's
the same track record as The Bachelor.
They lasted for like maybe 10 years, and eventually she got tired of
him. Wow.
Because once he got out, he just pretty much went to his old ways.
Sure.
You know?
What were you in jail for?
I was trafficking drugs.
Okay. Were you innocent?
What, please? I was dead guilty.
Okay. You're the first.
Well, once you're out, then yeah of course I was guilty.
Well, while you're in there, you're innocent as hell.
Yeah. Thank
you for calling, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, now we could take our take your pick.
But that's funny, though. I mean, because Jen had mentioned focused attention, which I think is part of it, too, because, you know, that prisoner has focused attention on you. But the fact that you always know where that prisoner is.
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
We'll take one more call on this, but now we could probably do this for an hour. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Okay. Good. What's up?
My alarm just went off, and then I was hearing this, and I was like, oh, my God.
They're speaking to me.
It was so crazy. I knew a guy for about a week, and then he went to jail. And at first, I started doing it because I had never known anyone who go to jail. So I did it out of being nice, I guess.
Okay.
And then it turned into he was in there for about a year, about 14 months, and within those 14 months, we fell in love with each other.
I'll say the same thing I said earlier this morning. If you're a single guy and you're listening to this, you're like, I'm doing everything right. I've got a job. I've got wheels. I've got a job. I'm at East Andrews one night. You know, I'm at Velvet Room the other. I'm a good-looking guy, and I can't get a date. And then there's a dude sitting in jail right now. He's getting all these letters right now going, hey,
hadn't
I want to be with
him.
You.
Hadn't even met him.
What's a guy got to do to get sex in the city is you got to go to jail.
There's some guy who's actually thinking, God, I'm going to just get picked up for something that'll just put me in there on weekends just so I can go through the mail.
It happens more often than you think, because we could seriously do this for the next hour.
Wow. That's so wild.
So it did sound like the common denominator, at least with Mark, was that women know where the men are. No, they're not screwing around.
No,
they got them right there, and they're always there for them when you need them.
Well, that also should make a comment here in some men that are outside jail. Like, if women are having to write letters in jail to keep tabs on a guy,
there are so few good men out there that women are starting to go to the penal system to find their men.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Excellent.
And I think this is a little ghost hunter-ish here.
Yes.
You know, like we play the audio and we couldn't really quite hear it in here, but maybe somebody in their car could figure it out.
Right.
So we're not going to say what Christine thinks it is until we've taken a few calls, right?
I don't even have a clue. There's no sheet here in front of me that says what this bird is saying.
I don't think she knows, right? That's why she came to us.
No, she hasn't. You have an idea, though, don't you?
I sort of think I know, but could be way off.
Okay, well, for this to be a properly good bird listening experiment, because I did these in college, so the only way that this is properly going to work is if you don't tell us what your idea is, and we hear it cold, and the listeners hear it cold, and then we'll give our guesses and take calls, and if any of them match up, we might have something.
Okay.
What kind of bird are we talking about here?
It's a cockatiel.
Cockatiel. One of those growing up. My parents had one of those.
Okay.
It actually belongs to my daughter. She's 6, and she loves animals. She has a guinea pig, she's a cockatiel, we have a cat, you know, the whole deal. So,
All Bert's favorite animals wrapped into one.
Do you have a ferret also? Because then we could totally complete the set right there.
No parrot.
All right, so I've got 3 clips to play, and I think they're all different. One is 15 seconds long, one is 25, and the other one is just a second. I think they're all different.
Okay.
So if you guys listening in your car can hear what this bird is saying, then then give us a call.
Hey,
there's sometimes when we're doing the show where I can like sort of have this out of studio experience and see the ridiculousness in it.
Oh, it's funny. Are we doing a public service?
Are we getting paid right now, or is this kind of like just we're on our own?
I think we're actually getting paid.
No, we're paying the bird.
Okay. I just remember hearing on the ghost thing that. Remember they were saying Tootsie Roll. We all thought they were saying Tootsie Roll. And then a caller called in and goes, no, I hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wow, that is exactly what I need. Because when I look at him and he's making these noises, I swear he's saying one thing, but I just can't get like his little face out of my head when I hear that noise. So I'm just hoping that someone will be able to do that.
Will you tell us what his expression's like? Will that help us?
No like, expression.
None? Okay.
Do you think he's a gifted cockatiel?
I don't know. He gives kisses and he wolf whistles and, you know, whistles like mm-hmm. like that. And, mm-hmm. I mean, he's really fun. The kids play with him all the time and he's friendly. And
when he gives kisses, does he have soft lips?
No, he doesn't actually touch my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Yeah, let's not get weird about this.
Yeah.
He just kind of makes the noise, like a kissing noise.
All right, let me go ahead and play the first sound.
Okay.
And if you guys hear what he's talking about, 404-741-Q100. Where in there is he talking?
No, that one doesn't have any talking. Actually, I think it's like the 1 second one that has just a brief little thing that he says.
You were just trying to show out.
Okay.
She's just trying to show out.
She's showing how gifted he is.
Yeah, just proof.
Kissing and the wolf whistle.
Proof that he does that wolf whistle thing.
Here's the 1 second clip.
Are you saying Gucci, Gucci, Goo?
I don't think he's saying a damn thing.
He's talking right now. Do you hear him?
He's pissing you out.
You're pissed.
You think can you hear?
Yeah, you think
like
that.
A cry for help, if you ask me.
Oh. Get me out of here.
I think you said.
Sounds like an animal in duress.
Like, let me out of this cage and take me back to the Caribbean.
Well, let's try it again. I don't hear anything in this. Hold on.
I'm with Wendy. I think it sounds like Gucci Gucci Goo.
Gucci Gucci Goo, like a baby.
Oh, they're having a conversation. It's not that gifted.
He's talking to himself.
I don't think your bird is saying anything.
Okay.
You guys
well, hold on. I know, but I mean, we got listeners who can call up. People who hear this at home.
Megan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. Yeah. Well, I'm echoing.
What's that?
I'm echoing.
No, you're not. Oh. You're high.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways. Like, we have 4 birds, and we have 2 pocket seals, and they're making noise.
I'm sorry, what?
Her birds aren't talking.
They're just making noises?
Little noises. An idiot.
Oh,
hey.
Why are you so mean?
Because her birds are smarter than this woman's birds.
Yeah, she doesn't have gifted cockatoos.
You know what? Bird people are angry.
Wow.
Oliver, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Marcel.
Yes, sir.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But what in the hell are we doing listening to this cockatoo? Can we move on to something else?
I think we're going to have to because I don't think it's saying anything.
Yeah,
are there any more clips? I'm so excited.
I think this is a waste of 5 minutes right here.
I think it's cute.
Oliver, what do you think it's saying?
He's gone.
That's the only clip of it talking?
That's it.
There's no more clips?
I don't think it's saying anything.
Your bird is saying a damn thing. I'm not going to wait. It's already too long. So
Christine, what did you think it was saying?
Well, there's times where I think it's saying, you're making me crazy. Like, it just sort of sounds like you're saying crazy at the end.
You might be hearing crazy.
That's true.
I got nothing. Zero.
All right.
Lily?
I just, like I said, you know, you start hearing things, and it's like, the more he talks, the more it feels like he is saying something.
I don't hear anything talking about it at all, though.
But have you... I mean, you could seek out a pet psychic. Aren't there such things?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's my. I guess the caller that said I was an idiot is probably right.
Oh, stop.
No. See, this is ending on a bad note. She's hurt. Her feelings are hurt.
Don't get your feelings all hurt.
Your feelings aren't hurt. I was so excited. And I just think that the solution is the fact that I don't think the bird's saying anything. That's it.
Don't get your feathers all in a bunch.
I say cool. Go to the pet psychic and then report back.
I appreciate you coming to us.
I do
to
too.
Ask.
Yeah. I'm more fascinated absolutely. By the person yeah. who's so angry that they call someone else an idiot.
I know, over
yeah.
there.
Yes.
Josh, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Man, that last caller just needs to go ahead and stop listening to call in and call somebody an idiot.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
You know what it might be? Maybe they gave up a vice this week as well.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're not.
Trying to quit smoking with me.
Uh-huh.
Josh, you hear anything? In that?
You know, I just hear the bird having a good time, making a yeah. little squeal. And yeah. I would just say it's just bird talk. I mean, nothing human-like, but, you know, it's just a bird having a good time, making some noises. You know, you have a lot of animals that do that type of thing. My wife's an animal person. I'm not, but.
Has anybody ever told you sound like Matthew McConaughey?
Just not
keep,
at all.
Just keep living, bro. Just keep
living. I'll run with it.
You do.
I really want a bird now.
I just think sometimes my husband says that when he's home and he lets the answer machine get the message, mm-hmm. sometimes the bird will just go crazy and talking like right after he hears the message. And I guess just we call it talking because that's what my kids, you know, are 4, 6, 8. They believe he's talking.
Well, so. Maybe, but not
yeah, if
in
you're
human
a cockatiel,
language.
Then he's definitely talking.
Hey, Megan, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, I used to breed cockatiels, mm-hmm. and I'm letting you know that the bird is trying to talk. That's what they sound like when they're learning words. Their voices are very raspy.
Mm-hmm.
They typically aren't as clear as other parrots. But most of the time, cockatiels are only able to learn one or two words at a time. So it's probably something that they repeat to the bird, and it's just saying it back. Like, whatever she says to the bird when she's holding it or, you know, over near its cage, it's probably what it's repeating.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
You're driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Aww.
So maybe I just projected that. That's what he's saying.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Aww.
All right, bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.